Well, hello there. We are about to get started, and I cannot wait. My name is Stu McLaren, and I'm going to be your host for this free live workshop, where I'm going to show you how to add recurring revenue into your business. No matter if you have a product-based business, a service-based business, knowledge-based business, or community-based business, I'm going to show you how to do it. And I've been helping literally tens of thousands of business owners in all kinds of different markets, from photography and calligraphy to fitness and finance and music and art and health and dog training and so many more. And I'm going to show you too. And we're going to get started right here, right now. Welcome to my home. You know, amidst all of the craziness and chaos, we are coming to you live here from the home, and I cannot wait. So buckle your seatbelt, my friend, because we are about to get started. Grab yourself a smoothie or two, maybe some hand sanitizer, and let's get started. Woo! How many of us have had that feeling where we want to do something bigger, we want to achieve more, we want to serve more, but we hesitate or we hold back for whatever reason? And especially right now, in these times of uncertainty, it can create doubt where we constantly second guess ourselves. We've all been there. But seeing and hearing from those who have embraced this challenging time, who are seeing it as an opportunity, it's incredibly powerful because you realize this is an important moment in your bigger journey. You realize that where we are now isn't necessarily an indicator of where we're going. It's just part of the journey. And that's why now, more than ever, it's time to pick the path that you're going to take. And I believe that we as passion-driven entrepreneurs have a duty to roll up our sleeves, to solve problems, and to stand up for our purpose, to find our voice and put it out there in an order to make a massive impact in the world. Because right now, there are some big problems that impact you, me, and everyone else in this world. And the ripple effect of these problems will change the way that we do things now and in the future. We can't bury our head in the sand or hide and hope that things are just going to get better. As entrepreneurs, it's our responsibility to show up every day and serve our people. This is our opportunity right here, right now, to think bigger and better and to come up with more innovative solutions when our backs are up against the wall. We have been forced into a situation that we never imagined we'd be in. But in times of desperation, they fuel leadership, they fuel innovation and creativity, and that's why now is the time. Now is the time to pivot. Now is the time to rethink your business. Now is the time to move from offline to online. Now is the time to make a change and go for it. And the goal of this live training is simple, is to equip you with a proven plan that creates more stability and safeguards your business from the ups and downs, and especially during times of uncertainty. One that generates predictable recurring revenue every single month, no matter what is happening in the world. It's about reducing stress, anxiety, and fear, and redesigning your business so that you can be more present in the lives of those that matter most when they need you most. The way that we do business is changing. Thought leaders, authors, speakers, coaches, influencers, podcasters, bloggers, retail store owners, basically anyone with skills, knowledge, products, or services that they want to share, they've made the strategic decision and adopted a recurring revenue model. And you'll see exactly how to pivot and make this shift too. Because right now is the right time. Memberships are booming. People are online more than they have ever been online before. And there's more people online than ever before. And research studies show that people want to use this time. They want to learn new skills. They want to pursue passions that they've never had time for. And they want to improve themselves. They want to come out of this a better person than they went in. People are also craving connection, and a membership provides a safe environment for people to connect with one another in a deeper, more meaningful way. And memberships provide stability. And it's this stability that can safeguard your business from the vulnerability and the ups and downs of chasing one-off sales. That's why I wholeheartedly believe in the power of online membership sites now more than ever before. And the opportunity for you and I to join the membership movement is right now. And I can't wait to see you during this training as we work through this together. Let's go.
Whoa.
Well, hello there, my friend. It is me, Stu, and welcome to our membership movement training series. I saw in the comments, people are saying, is this live? Heck yes, it is live. Stephanie Bourbon, I see your comment. We are live, girl. We are coming live from, well, my home. Well, and why? Because we have to, right? And so, my friends, this is a live training, and I want to welcome you. I want to first find out, like, how the heck are you, and where are you watching and listening from? Let me know in the comments. I got the comments right here, and so I will see them. Let me see here. Let me know in the comments where you are watching from. We got thousands of people watching. This is pretty incredible. I'm very, very excited for today. I see Mary says from Toronto. Who's that from? Portugal. Carlos, good to see you. Alicia from Santa Barbara, California. Bonjour, Emil. Stephanie Bourbon, there you are, girl. I told you we were live. Bella from Guatemala. Oh, my gosh. Now you guys are coming in fast and furious. I see Toronto. I see St. Pete. I see San Francisco, New York, UK. Oh, my goodness. Trinidad and Tobago, shout out. Ah, you guys are crazy. This is amazing. Thank you so much. This is so cool to see everybody live. And you guys are coming in fast and furious. It is, I can't keep up with you. But welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm super pumped to have you. Now, listen, I have got a whole bunch of stuff that I am going to be going through with you here today. So if you haven't done so yet, right underneath this video, you're going to see a button that says resources. Okay? I want you to click that and download that. Because what we're going to be walking through is this. My printer wasn't very good when I was printing this off to prepare for it. But this is what we're going to be walking you through. And today, we're going to be talking about, like, how to identify whether a membership is a good fit for you and your business. And more importantly, what type of membership. Now, I want to encourage you to stay with us during this whole live training. Because you are here live. I got something special for you. Okay? So, people watching the replay, unfortunately, this is one of those special gifts that go to the people who made the effort to get here. And I get it. Sometimes you're not going to be able to be here live. But for those of you who are here live and you're watching right now, I want you to stay all the way to the very end because we have a secret segment that is just for you. It's going to feel like we are wrapping up and we're done. But I'm just telling you, hang on for a couple seconds right at the end, and then we're going to get into the bonus segment. Okay, so if you haven't gone and downloaded the resource for today, do that. It's just underneath the video here. You'll see the yellow button that says resources. Do that. Also, my team has made me a checklist to make sure I do a quick housekeeping. Next thing I want you to know is that there's a whole lot of you, right? Like there's thousands of you watching right now, which is incredible and awesome. And I'm grateful that you've made the time to be here. We're going to make it well worth your while. If you have questions as we go through here today, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write those questions down. Tomorrow at the same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to do a whole segment where I'm going to answer as many questions as I possibly can. So if you've got questions, I want you to write them down. Tomorrow, we're going to go deep, and that's all I'm going to do is answer questions based on today's content, okay? So if you got questions, write them down. We're going to go through that tomorrow, and that'll be 3 p.m. Eastern, and that's in the Facebook group that we created just for this. So if you haven't joined that, please make sure you do that, and we're going to answer all your questions tomorrow. Next thing I want to share is that if you haven't done so yet, part two of this training series is going to happen on Monday. So coming up on Monday, again at 3 p.m. Eastern. We do it at 3 p.m. Eastern, trying to accommodate as many time zones around the world. I know over in Europe, it's in the evening. I know in Australia, it's like, you know, a very early in the morning. I had some people who were sharing with me the alarms that they were setting to get up for today. So thank you for that. We're trying to accommodate as many people as possible. This was the time zone to try to get the majority of the world. So thank you for being here live. But Monday, make sure you save that because we're going to talk about content. What do you actually provide inside of a membership? And many people mess this up. They think that the more content they provide, the more value they create. And that is just not true. And so what we're going to show you is how to structure your membership so that you help your members, you know, get the most amount of value and make the most amount of progress while keeping it as streamlined and as simple for you to run. So we'll talk about that on Monday. So here's the deal. The whole full schedule for today's training is in that free Facebook group. So if you want to know about the Q&As, when those are going to be, you want to know when the upcoming sessions are going to be, the whole schedule is in the free Facebook group. Make sure you head over there. And if you haven't done so, join that group. Also, if you haven't joined the Telegram group, I am giving reminders to everybody in the Telegram group. I'm sharing some stories and insights as well. So join the Telegram group as well. Okay, last thing that I want to say before we dive right into this content is just honor this time. You know, we are here. I'm coming to you home from my coming to you live from my home. And I want you to honor this time because here's what I know to be true and why I'm so passionate about this material that we're going to work our way through today is that there has never been a more important time for every single business owner to have recurring revenue in their business. And so recurring revenue creates stability in the best of times, but it shows up in a gigantic way during challenging times. And you're going to hear so many stories of people in all kinds of different markets who have memberships that are thriving right now. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this time because this is a unique time. And there's been a lot of questions about, like, you know, does a membership make sense right now? And you know, aren't people canceling memberships right now? And all these kinds of questions. I'm going to address that because one of the things that you may or may not know is that, you know, I've been working with literally tens of thousands of business owners in all kinds of markets for the last 12 years. Back in 2008, I co-founded a software company called Wishlist Member. It is now the world's number one membership platform for WordPress. And when I sold my shares just a couple years ago, we were powering over 70,000 online communities and memberships in all kinds of different markets. And during that time, I got to see the sites that were growing year over year, what they were doing differently than everybody else whose sales had flatlined. And so what I'm going to be bringing to you today is counterintuitive in many, many ways, because the strategies that this small group were using to grow year over year were counterintuitive. They were different. They structured their content differently. They marketed their membership sites differently. They retained their members in very unique ways. And that's why they grew year over year versus the other sites who, you know, had sales and then all of a sudden they started to plateau or they started to drop off. That's not what we want to see happen for you. And so we're going to dive deep during this training series. It's all free, all live, to show you how to structure a membership that continues to grow year over year, continues to bring you recurring revenue, no matter what market you're in. Whether you are in a product-based business, whether you have a service-based business, whether you are a knowledge expert, like an author, speaker, coach, consultant, or influencer, or whether you just want to bring people together in a community. We're going to show you how to do that and how to build a business around it. All right, my friends. So again, just a quick reminder, stay with us during this whole training because live, we've got a special bonus segment right at the end. It's going to feel like we're going to end, but because you're live, you are in on the inside scoop. And make sure you hang tight for that bonus segment. It's going to be awesome. Okay, so let's dive right into today. If you haven't done so yet, as I said, make sure you download the resources. The button is just underneath this video. I'm going to be walking you through this because one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to walk through how to assess your market. But before we do that, let's just quickly talk about what is a membership. And in the comments, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to be looking over the comments. In the comments, what I want you to do is I want you to start listing any type of membership that you currently belong to, any type of ongoing subscription that you currently belong to. I'm going to share a couple that we belong to in our household, but I want to hear what yours are as well. So let me know in the comments. So Netflix obviously is one that I would say the vast majority of us probably belong to, right? Well, they have hundreds of millions of, you know, monthly paying customers, and they completely revolutionized the way in which we consume media. Oh my goodness, look at you guys. Netflix, Paperpreneurs, self-publishing school, health club, vector graphics site, cell phone. Oh my goodness, I can't keep up with you guys. Figma, Costco. I see Anna Runyon's membership, nice. HelloFresh, Amazon Prime, FEA, so that's Kerry Green's membership. Oh my goodness, yoga, and Netflix, Spotify. Audible, Hulu. I see some more shout-outs to FEA and Anna Runyon's The Gym, the Peloton. Shout-out to all my Peloton riders. You can follow me on the Peloton if you want. Stu McLaren, I'm an avid rider. Adobe Creative, yes, absolutely. Let's see here. Art Parties, nice. Website Marketing Live. There's Amazon Prime, Adobe, LegalZoom. You guys are amazing. Look, you're on fire. Fit, Fab, and Fun. Love it. That's a nice subscription box. Orange Therapy. Connect, shout out Dave Gambrill, thanks for that. Pet Boss Club, that's, you know, Candace, good for you. Bonnie Christine's membership, yeah, awesome. Creative Maker Movement, okay, you guys are awesome. Okay, so listen, we are familiar with the concept of what a membership is, right? And essentially, I got introduced to this back in 2008. I had a successful consulting business. But the problem was, the only way to grow that business was to give more of my time. And I didn't have any more time to give. You know, I was working early in the morning till late at night, burning the candle at both ends, if you will. And I had just recently gotten married. And so my wife and I, we were looking to start our family. And I realized the writing was on the wall. You know, there was no way I was going to be able to be a present husband and a present father if I was working like that. And so something had to change. And it was a tough moment, because I remember like feeling that tension of like, yes, but the business is growing. The business is booming. But it was limited in its growth potential. And I remember talking to a friend of mine, a mentor, and I was explaining this. And he said, Stu, you just have to change your business model. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, you should really consider a membership site. And I said, well, what's a membership site? Remember, this is 2008. So this was before like memberships really started to hit their stride. So I said, what is it? And he said, well, Stu, think about it this way. He said, I want you to think about all the things that you do for your clients. If you were to just teach what you do for your clients to others, you would teach one time, and yet you'd be able to serve hundreds, if not thousands of people simultaneously. And there's no limit in terms of the number of people that you would be able to impact. They would all pay on a monthly basis in order to have access to you and your information. And that's when the light bulb just like went on. I was just like, oh my goodness. So I can A, serve more people, and B, there's no limit in terms of the upside potential for how much I could earn. Sign me up. So this was back in 2008. And so I started that process. But I don't know if you know this or not, but the technology then is not what it is today, you know? And so I was way over my head in things like server settings and HT access files. And I was overwhelmed by all the tech stuff. And I don't know if you can relate, but like that for me was like stopping me in my tracks from moving forward. And so I called up a friend of mine. His name was Tracy. And I was just talking to him about this. I said, you know, man, it's so frustrating. Like, all I want to do is I just want to teach and serve. I just want to teach and serve. I don't want to have to deal with all this tech stuff. And I don't want to be dealing with server settings and all that kind of stuff. And he said, Stu, why don't you just create your own solution? And I felt like reaching through the screen. I'm like, dude, do you not hear what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you that I'm struggling with the tech. There's no way that I would be able to program my own solution. And he smiled. He said, look, he said, I have a programmer that I've been working with for years, and he's awesome. He said, why don't we team up and create a solution together? And ultimately we did. And that was what became Wishlist Member. And that's what led me down this path of being able to work with literally tens of thousands of business owners in all kinds of different markets. And essentially, what I learned through this whole process is a membership can take many different shapes and forms. And what we're going to walk through here today is, number one, how to assess whether your market is a good fit for a membership. And number two, what type of membership would make sense for them and, more importantly, would make sense for you. Because we want to design a business that's going to create and give us the ability to be able to move forward in our lives, to be able to do the things that we want. It was just like that business that I had before. I had a great business. It was earning great money, but it didn't give me the breathing room to be with the people that mattered most. And so we want to design a business that gives us that time with the people that matter most, that gives us the financial resources to be able to contribute to the causes that matter to us. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. So you guys are awesome, and I appreciate all of the activity that's going on in the comments right now. It is ridiculous how many people are here. This is so exciting and so amazing. So I'm going to try to keep up with you because there are going to be a couple interactive components here today. And I'm going to try to keep up and do my best on in the comments. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the iPad here for a second. And I'm just going to outline real quickly why memberships matter. Okay? And this is really a shift for all of us as business owners to begin thinking about the difference in the membership model. Okay? So let's just, let me just do this. Hang on. Bump, bump, bump. So why memberships? And let me know in the comments. Are you able to see this okay? Just give me a TH in the comments, which is thumbs up. Just give me a TH in the comments if you are able to see this okay. Stephen Ruby said, great to see you, Stu. Great new set. Buddy, this is my home. You know, I wasn't expecting to come to you live here today, but this is the new reality. Okay, great. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my goodness. I appreciate that. Okay, great. So why memberships? Well, let's talk about this. There's really two things that I really want to outline here. There's the old way of doing business, and there's the new way of doing business, right? And there's two big differences. The old way is really where you are relying on one-time transactions, right? And we're familiar with this. We go into a shop, we buy a sweater, as an example, right? That's a one-time transaction. But that shop now, from that point forward, is hoping that I will come back and buy from them again, right? So that one-time transaction is now turned into hope that I will come back. Whereas a membership, those same customers, they pay on a monthly basis. So it's not a one-time transaction. It's now been transformed into a monthly transaction. So, for example, well, let's just talk about the clothing. There are memberships that where instead of buying a shirt one time, they send new shirts every single month based on subscription. And there are many examples of this, not just with clothing, like whether it be shirts or t-shirt of the month. I know, you know, lovely Sarah Williams, her business has boomed because she launched a variety of different memberships, and one of them being a t-shirt of the month club. And it's just completely taken off. And so again, what she does is she's sending a new t-shirt every single month out to her people. So it's not a one-time transaction. People aren't buying one t-shirt. It's a monthly transaction. So on the old model, every single month, you got to start from zero. Excuse my writing. This is how we know this is live. But every single month, you got to start from zero. And that means that, like, essentially, when the month begins, we're hitting the reset button and we're hoping that new sales are going to come in. But instead, with a membership, we're not starting from zero. We're compounding our sales. And here's what I mean by that. You know, let's say that you welcome 100 new members into your membership this month. Inevitably, you are typically going to lose a few members, but the next month, let's just say you lost 10 members, so you had a 90% retention rate. So you go into month two, instead of starting from zero, you're starting from 90, right? So you're compounding the sales month to month. And so this is a huge, huge difference in the way in which our businesses are structured and set up. Because of those compounding sales, we're able to make a lot more progress in a lot shorter period of time. And here's the most important thing. Every new customer is significantly more valuable to you and I with a membership model than to a business that depends on one-time transactions. Because we know that that new customer is not just a customer in month number one. That new customer is a new customer in month one, month two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You get the idea, right? So old model, it relies on one-time transactions, and they start from zero. Also, they're uncertain in terms of what the sales are going to be next month. Like, think of all the businesses during this time right now, right? Where they were, you know, had plans and projections, and then all of a sudden, shabam, we got hit, side swiped by this whole coronavirus. And I'm very sensitive to this, by the way, because I have dear friends that are on the front lines of this, both in the health sector. You know, a dear friend of ours, Carrie, she's an ER nurse. And she's, in fact, living in a trailer in her driveway to keep separated from her husband and her two kids because she's in the thick of things right now. And so I'm sensitive to that. And I know I have friends who have lost loved ones because of all of this. So listen, I am very sensitive to the health side of it. And I'm very sensitive to the ripple effect that that's having in the business world. I have dear friends, one of the groomsmen in my wedding, Mike, owns a restaurant. Well, guess what? Sales have completely dried up for that. Another friend of my wife's, Lindsay, owns a brewery. Now, her and her husband are doing some very creative things, but it has been a challenge. I have a friend, Natalie, and her husband, who own multiple coffee shops. Sales have dried up. Listen, I am sensitive to that.